It's been a long year for anyone connected to a nursing home, the residents, staff, and the loved ones who couldn't come to visit. But hope is on the horizon. The vaccination effort has waved over residents, and now there's only one active outbreak at a McLean County facility. Angie Baker from the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging is an advocate for nursing home residents. She says many residents were largely confined to their rooms this past year. That's where food, activities, and care were delivered.
I know as we are starting to go back into facilities and talking to folks, there's not a one that hasn't experienced a roommate or a friend down the hall that has gone into, say, a memory care unit because of the decline in their social health, isolation, as well as their own physical and mental health, even if they didn't require additional care. It's been extremely hard on residents.
Where are those times where you've had to not step in, but play the role of advocate for someone related to the pandemic?
I would say a lot of them have to do with things like, remember, they're in their room only. That's the only control they have. So food is delivered cold, and which the facility is happy to address, in all fairness. Number one thing we've advocated for over time, there's been different levels of visits that are allowable depending on the status of COVID within that building. So we've done everything we can to get compassionate care visits, which are allowed if COVID is present in the building. For the health and the welfare of a resident.
How would you characterize kind of the overall staffing challenges that you've seen in McLean County facilities at this moment?
So maybe we're going to call it a staffing shortage to some degree, which then means a reliance on agency staff, which isn't inherently a bad thing, but they don't know the residents. They don't know their personal needs and care and routines. And so it's not deliberate, but it's just not as sufficient. Certainly, attracting employees to stay involves a good compensation package, and we just have some companies that don't make that attractive or competitive. And so you can get a job, three different job offers in a different facility in the same town in one day during this time.
How are vaccinations going in the nursing homes we have here in McLean County, both for residents and employees?
So a really important question. They're going great with residents. There was a high compliance or acceptance, very high, and we see it on the news. The measured outcome is a dramatic decrease in hospitalizations and severe illnesses for residents. So it did what we wanted it to do very effectively. The problem is staff have not been so accepting of getting a vaccination, and I'm not going to pretend to understand the why of that, but it has a dramatic impact on residents again because COVID potentially is coming into the building via employees. That causes a shutdown of that building, whether it be temporary, if it's just some sort of an isolated case, and I won't get into the regulations on that, but otherwise they go into a complete shutdown. So you're not going into the dining room. You're not going out of your room again. It's devastating. And I realize there's personal choice, but it is so devastating to residents.
Well, at some point, the pandemic will be over. Families will be making choices again about nursing homes and other long-term care facilities and what is a good fit for my mom or my dad or my uncle or whoever it may be. Does it say anything about the quality of a place, what happened with COVID, or was just COVID a wave that washed over everybody?
Honestly, it could be both. I think it's hit what we'll call great facilities, and I think it's hit what we wouldn't consider the best facility. I think staffing has a bigger impact on that. And typically, your great facilities have a handle on staffing, probably compensating better employee retention. So probably, maybe, not as competitive at another facility, which then means you're rotating staff, and that compromises the safety.
That's nursing home advocate Angie Baker from the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging.